And what is one extreme when we are aware of the technical possibility to immediately swap to the other? And we shall draw a main distinction between the hurry of the socially overwhelmed and the speed of the naturally lighted. And keep your focus nourished, overcoming our frustrating captivity and thus avoiding the ephemeral desires. And as our engagements get never settled, we keep on manifesting our open condescendence, yet very reluctant for any direct approach. And while the social medium has developed into a perfect host for our vanity, the same medium can be used to elaborate our individual substance. And any philosophy on the move keeps genuine, yet turns harmful when captivated. And the nature that we have much mistreated becomes the ultimate site for our spiritual nourishment. And much is the surprise we can derive from our observation of nature's phenomena, yet we have to allow the latter to grow. And we should allow processes to a full maturation, knowing that when it's time, it will be time. And the boredom deriving from our lack of a valuable duty is what turns our initial principle into shallow desires. And as the answer is most likely to reside within us, it's just a matter of building on our intuitions. And once a site of interest has been identified, we can at least start planning for a successful execution within the limitation. And the more we dare into executing our idealistic enterprises, the more our vigor is given back to us. And we shall be open enough to decorate our facade and close enough to fortify it within. Play safe until the time of the ultimate execution will come and no courage will be spared. And everything would be accomplished if it wasn't for the jealousy of the socially captivated ones. How affected we are from a surrounding environment that makes our emotions explode within, and there will be only traces left together with our own emotional feeling of what has already disappeared. And all the economical disputes will soon poison even the most intimate affections. And no prejudice should be applied for a most authentic and coherent documentation of our human surrounding. And when something of universal beauty will be finally realized, the site will be hidden and most remotely accessible. And even as we let ourselves be transported by the general flow, we should always keep a focus in our main point of reference. And who's ever going to appreciate a solitary work, if not a sporadic crowd of solitary individuals? And how are we to estimate an individual if all his work has been devised by society only to keep him busy? And keep in focus the core of your primary idea, but still let open the way you're actually going to realize it. And we are no longer distanced by the object of desire, but we have to distance it ourselves to recreate the poetic feeling. And once the illusions has vanished, the small day-by-day repetitions are the only ones to keep us going. And how are we to nourish our hope if not with a new ambition which gives our congested existence a new perspective? And in our spiritual depression we shall trust on the novelty that is progressively brought by time. And we shall be indifferent to the social engagements that binds us to other persons, but only consider the possible affinities that could interconnect us. And only after long undressing our artificial surplus, we are to find our true nature. And even if someone will be chosen to promote our subculture, this one will anyway choose the culture of the elite to fulfill his vanity. And as we quantify our goals, we feel obliged to fulfill them and thus become more regularly productive. And the more we entrust our lives to Providence, the more we become sensitive to our environment. And we shall allow our nature to dictate us the most rightful and complete of plans without so much concern for the execution. And absolute perfection is only the sum of many imperfections holding perfection in sight. And the having experienced is the only source to approximate a certain truth. And as time being accelerated keep on changing our environment, we shall keep on changing the way we react to it in accordance. And while making its object more accessible, technology makes its surrounding more inaccessible. And while our fear prevails and our stimulus diminish, we are no longer up for any confrontation. And what is protected from one phenomena will anyway be exposed to another. And a philosophical method should be designed to make the most out of the ever-changing yet repeating circumstances. And society is based on an infliction of anxieties which make its members hyperactive within it. The capacity of our nature to keep resisting the constant assaults and or emancipations of the automated society. And what is out, and what is in, yet everything will struggle until natural balance will be regained. And the opposite, yet more natural approach would be to maintain a light existence, so to compel with our intellectual schemes. And any struggle to confirm ourselves within a constructed society is anyway transfer from this society to survive within the other ones. And the more society designs our futures, the less will be the coincidences to change our life for bad, but even for good. And the democratic system only projects a decision that anyway will be made by a chief who has apparently the competences. and aside from our individual kingdom that keeps diminishing, we will be only tools to empower the powerful ones. And it's in a semi-natural and semi-artificial state that we can most ideally develop our contemplations. And any accused violence will keep reflecting onto us in a continuous paranoia which turns us inactive. And as any other feelings, perversion is nourished by perversion and its impossibility of abstain. It's in a mature prefiguration of an upcoming event that our instinct gets most productive and determined. And any phenomena can be totally mistaken for its opposite once it's been fully manifested. And the most valuable communication is the one directly following an accumulation. The worst one is the one that relies on none. And the passage of time removes every trace of our ephemeral existence, yet keep perpetrating the seed of our spirituality. And what if we keep on playing, if the time for playing has conventionally passed? And if we are not to attempt an escalation of one of the many micro-societies, we will be totally emancipated by the present humanity. And there should never be an end for understanding and fulfilling our spiritual completeness.